All right, welcome everyone to another deep dive. Today we're going to be talking about Matrix. And as always, we'll be diving deep into the source material. But, you know, our goal today is really to help you understand what Matrix is all about, even if you're not like super technical. We want to make sure you can follow along and, you know, really get something out of this.
Absolutely. It can be a bit daunting getting started with something new, especially in the tech world, but Matrix at its heart is all about making communication more open and secure, and that's something everyone can benefit from, right?
Right, exactly. So before we jump in, I do want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor this week, SafeServer. They're all about providing secure hosting, and that's actually a really important concept when you're talking about taking control of your digital life, which is kind of what Matrix is all about too. So if you're interested in learning more about what they do, you can check them out at www.safeserver.de.
Definitely worth a look, especially as we delve deeper into this topic.
Okay, so let's get to the heart of it. What exactly is Matrix? Imagine if you took the idea of email, right? But instead of just sending messages back and forth, you could have instant chats, group conversations, and even build your own communication tools on top of it. That's essentially what Matrix is all about. It's like this whole ecosystem for communication. And just like with email, you have your email app like Gmail or Outlook, and then you have your email provider like Google or your internet company. Right. Well, Matrix has similar components. We've got some great documentation from matrix.org itself that we're going to be using to help us understand all this.
Yeah. And one of the first things that jumps out when you look at their website is this idea of Matrix being an open network for secure, decentralized communication. Now, that might sound like a mouthful, but it's actually a really important concept. It means that unlike some of the other messaging apps you might be used to, like, say, WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger, Matrix isn't controlled by any one company. It's designed to be more like the internet itself, where different servers can connect and talk to each other, and no single entity has control over the entire network.
Okay, so it's kind of like this distributed network then.
Mm-hmm.
But how does all that work in practice? What are the key pieces that make up this whole Matrix ecosystem?
Well, the documentation talks about these elements of Matrix, right? And they break it down into a few key parts. The first one is something called a home server. Think of it like your own personal base station within the Matrix network. It's a piece of software that stores your account information, your messages, and all that good stuff.
So it's kind of like the email server for your Matrix account.
Yeah, exactly. Just like your email provider has servers that handle all your emails, your Matrix home server does the same for your Matrix messages. And each home server has its own unique address, just like a website. So your Matrix ID, which is like your username, looks something like at yourname.homeserveraddress.com.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get the picture here. But let's say I decide to get a Matrix account, and I choose a home server called, I don't know, matrix.org. So my ID would be at thelearner.matrix.org, right?
Yeah.
Does that mean I can only chat with other people who also have a matrix.org address?
Nope. And this is where things get really cool. Because of this concept called federation, which is basically the ability for different Matrix servers to connect and talk to each other, you can actually chat with anyone on any Matrix server. It's like how you can send an email from your Gmail account to someone with a Yahoo address. It just works.
Oh, I see. So even though my account is on matrix.org, I could still chat with someone who's on a completely different server, like at friend.theirserver.net.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that makes Matrix so powerful. It's this interconnected network where everyone can communicate regardless of where their account is hosted. And the documents even have a visual representation of this, with different clients connected to different home servers, all participating in the same chat room.
That makes sense. But I have to admit, thinking about all these servers talking to each other behind the scenes still makes my head spin a little. How does my message actually get from my phone to my friend's computer if they're on a completely different server?
It's actually pretty straightforward once you break it down. So when you hit send on your message, your Matrix app, which they call a client, sends it to your home server first. Your home server then adds a digital signature, kind of like a tamper-proof seal, and sends it over to the other home servers that need to receive it. Those servers then do a quick check to make sure everything is legit and then deliver the message to the intended recipient.
So it's kind of like a relay race then. My message goes from my phone to my home server, then to my friend's home server, and finally to their phone.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. And the really cool thing is that it all happens almost instantly, thanks to the way Matrix is designed. They use something called long-lived guinea requests, which basically means that your client is constantly listening for new messages from your home server.
So it's kind of like how your social media feed constantly refreshes to show you new posts.
Exactly. Although the technical details are a bit different, the end result is the same. You get your messages as soon as they're sent without any noticeable delay.
Okay, so we've talked about home servers, but what about the client? What exactly is that in the Matrix world?
The client is the software you actually use to interact with Matrix. Think of it like your email app, but for Matrix. It's what lets you log into your account, see your contacts, send messages, and all that good stuff.
So the client is the interface, the thing I actually see and use, and it connects to my home server in the background to send and receive messages. What about these app services that the document mentions? They talk about bots and bridges. What are those all about?
App services are basically extensions to Matrix that add extra functionality. Bots are like automated users that can do things like post updates to a chat room or respond to commands. And bridges are super interesting because they connect Matrix to other platforms like Discord or Slack or even old school IRC.
So if I'm using Matrix and my friend is still on WhatsApp, for example, could we potentially chat with each other through a bridge?
That's the idea. A bridge would create kind of a virtual representation of your friend on the Matrix side and vice versa, allowing you to exchange messages even though you're on different platforms.
That's pretty awesome. And finally, they talk about the Matrix specification. What's that all about?
The specification is like the rule book for Matrix. It's a detailed document that describes exactly how all the different parts of Matrix should work together, so it ensures that different clients, different home servers, and different app services can all communicate with each other without any problems. It's like having a universal language that everyone in the Matrix world understands.
So even if I'm using a completely different Matrix app than my friend, and we're on different home servers, the Matrix specification makes sure our messages can still get through to each other.
Exactly. And the great thing is that the specification is open for anyone to read and contribute to. That means no single company controls how Matrix works, which is a pretty big deal in today's world.
Absolutely. So to recap for everyone, Matrix is this open, decentralized network for communication that gives you more control over your data and who you communicate with. You've got your home server, which is like your personal base station, your client, which is the app you use to chat, app services like bots and bridges that add extra functionality, and the Matrix specification, which makes sure everything works together seamlessly.
It's really a fascinating ecosystem, and it offers a lot of potential for a more open and secure future of communication.
And here's where it gets really interesting, right? Because Matrix is decentralized, you're not relying on any one company to store your data or manage your connections. That means you have more control, more privacy, and more flexibility. And the ability to bridge with other platforms opens up all sorts of possibilities for connecting with people, regardless of what app they're using.
It's a pretty compelling alternative to the centralized platforms that are so dominant today.
Absolutely. And it really makes you think about the future of communication
Yeah. And
the role that open, decentralized technologies like Matrix might play.
Definitely something worth considering as you make choices about the tools you use to communicate online.
For sure. And with that, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. Hopefully this has given everyone a good understanding of what Matrix is all about, even if you're just starting out.
Absolutely.
And of course, a huge thank you to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive. If you're interested in learning more about their secure hosting services, you can visit them at www.safeserver.de.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
And until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.